Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing this evening? As you know, this is Starfish. How's everyone doing? I am so excited for this evening's show. As you know, we love celebrations here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, especially birthdays. And Aunt Jewel is celebrating her sister's birthday all the way on the West Coast. That is so very exciting. I know she's having a wonderful time. So, but you know that we must keep up with our routine and make Aunt Jewel very, very proud. So first, as we're getting ready, we need to think of our bedtime routine. What do you do to get ready for bed? We had a wonderful guest last week, Ava, who told us what she does to get ready for bed. First, she makes sure that everything is nice and tidy in her playroom as well as in her room. Then she fills up her belly with food because you must have energy for tomorrow day at school. So you gotta have the veggies. And you have to have some milk to get your energy up. Next, you must get your favorite PJs. I know everyone is so excited about that part. And little Tony's favorite PJ is Spider-Man. Then you have to make sure you brush your teeth, wash your face, and get ready for bed. Get ready for wonderful, wonderful bedtime stories. And this is a time where people may begin to travel. They may begin to travel because that's it, boys and girls, spring break. Although in some locations it does not seem like it is spring because it's still quite chilly. Last week, we changed our clocks for daylight savings, and we sprung up, and we made sure that our clocks were all ready, and we pushed them forward. So now we're getting ready for spring, and you may see little flowers trying to grow through that hard ground and get ready. Boys and girls, you have to believe.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model. Yay!
Before we get started, I want to say happy birthday to Aunt Denise. Happy birthday. I know she's celebrating with her family and friends. Now, boys and girls, to make Aunt Jewel proud, you know what we must do. We must listen to our bedtime list. Did we do it on Joel? Was that the right beginning?
Yes, you certainly did. And I'm so glad that the boys and girls are all here with their parents and grandma and poppies and aunts and uncles. It's so wonderful that they're here, and you did a great job in opening the show.
Thanks, Aunt Joel.
It's so great to be able to have that because the kids are so familiar with how our opening is. They know for sure that they're going to have a wonderful opening on what they believe, and they will be able to share with their mommy and daddy a tradition that we all love to do. I know that the boys and girls in California, they all love to be able to do that. And so does the kids that are in Australia. Oh, yes, boys and girls, we have kids from all over the world. We have kids from New York and from Florida, all over. They all have bedtime stories. The same thing that we all do. We all get tired, and when we get tired, where do we go? To Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Starfish. So, boys and girls, are you ready to get ready to go to bed? I'm sure your grandparents are ready. I'm sure your parents are ready. And I bet you there's some boys and girls out there that are ready to, but don't want to admit to it. Don't you agree, Starfish?
I certainly agree. They're holding it back. No, no, I don't want to go to bed. But unfortunately, kids, we need to have lots of energy, and I know you want to have lots of energy tomorrow for school, and you don't want to be you don't want to be tired. So to get all of your energy, you need to make sure you get a full day, full evening's rest.
Right, and we already had talked about last week that it was the first day of turning the clocks forward, which means less sleep. So you may not be tired yet because you have less time to play and more time to get ready for bed. And that's why you come to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Aunt Jewel and Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. So let's get ready.
Exactly. Today, our word of the day is courage. And we talked about how last Sunday we changed the clocks. Today is, you know, actual, it's another celebration in addition to Denise's birthday.
Well, I know that it is pretty important because you have to make sure that you wear the right color. Otherwise, some people might even pinch you.
Yes, you certainly have it. It is St. Patrick's Day. And St. Patrick's Day was created from actually someone named St. Patrick. And it is little known about his early life, but he did a courageous thing in helping other individuals. He was actually born in Roman Britain, but he was moved to Ireland.
I bet you he probably has a different accent than some of you boys and girls, but I know that you would love to be able to even see that little leprechaun. Have you seen that leprechaun?
And he was called back to Ireland and was named a bishop. And he used the shamrock to let others understand his story. And boys and girls, do you know what a shamrock is?
I don't know. Maybe you might know, Starfish. I'm not sure that little Tony knows.
Well, it has three V's. And we're talking about tradition. This tradition, as you know, wearing green, is celebrated all over. Now, of course, you know it's celebrated in Ireland, but it's also celebrated here in the U.S., in the United States of America. In Argentina, they have celebrations of all-night parties in certain streets. In Canada, they have one of the longest-running St. Patrick's Day parades in North America, and this occurs in Montreal.
Wow.
They also have celebration in Great Britain. The Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, used to use it to present bowls of shamrock flown over from Ireland to members of the Irish Guard. They did so many things. They also had horse races to attract large number of Irish people that both reside in Britain and individuals who traveled from Ireland. And boys and girls, in Japan, St. Patrick's parades are now held in 9 locations across Japan. The first parade was in Tokyo, which was organized by the Irish Network Japan. Nowadays, parades and other events are held all over across for the entire month. And in Australia and New Zealand, they also celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And there's green items of clothing everywhere that are worn. And streets are often filled with many merry people celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And there's three more places that you probably would never guess. In Russia, they also celebrated. They had their first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1992, which was in Moscow. And they had a wonderful, wonderful parade. In South Korea, they have the Irish Association of Korea, and they celebrated it since 1979 in Seoul, which is the capital of South Korea. Last but not least, in Switzerland, they also celebrated St. Patrick's Day, and it's commonly celebrated on March 17th with festivals of the same similar ones neighboring all of Europe. And that's the tradition of St. Patrick's Day. It's wonderful. A lot of people end up celebrating it for the entire weekend. And boys and girls, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I would like to read to you a poem. Here on Altruel's Bedtime Stories, we not only read bedtime stories, but we like to also show a different version of writing stories, which can be short stories or poems. This poem is called The Dear Little Shamrock by Andrew Cherry. There is a dear little plant that grows in Ireland. 'Twas St. Patrick himself, sure, that said it. And the sun on his labor with pleasure did smile, and a tear from his eyes oft time wetted. Are you ready for this poem, boys and girls? Let's continue. It grows through the bog, through the brake, and through the Maryland. And it's called the Dear Little Shamrock of Ireland. That dear little plant still grows in our land, fresh and fair as the daughters of Erin, whose smiles can bewitch and whose eyes can command in each climate they ever appear in. For they shine through the bog, through the brake, and the Maryland, just like their own dear little shamrock of Ireland. That dear little shamrock that springs from our soil, when its three little leaves are extended to note from the stalk we together should toil, and ourselves by ourselves be befriended, and still through the bog, through the brake, and the Maryland, from one root should branch like the shamrock of Ireland. The end. That's our poem. And boys and girls, don't forget that you can send us any of your poems, any of your short stories, and any of your long stories. You can send it to auntjewelsbedtimestories@gmail.com. Or you can check our Facebook, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. In light of St. Patrick's Day, we're going to play a song. This is St. Patrick's Day by the Kids Song.
Of St. Patrick's Day began so long ago. The lyrics in this song will tell you all you need to know. The 17th of March is when this joyous holiday is celebrated happily with colorful parade. Patrick was only 16 when the pirates captured him. They sold him into slavery and took him to Ireland. He kept the faith and made his escape when he was 22, and made it back to Britain. 'Twas the only home he knew. Patrick had a vision to return to Ireland and vowed to teach Christianity until the bitter end. legend says that Patrick used a shamrock to explain that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are all in one the same. On this day, the Irish dress in many shades of green, and some are feeling lucky with the leprechauns they've seen. It's music and fun for everyone, we'll party and we'll play. Come on, come on, come join along on this St. Paddy's Day.
Wow, I like that song. I love that song.
Yes, boys and girls, that was St. Patrick's Day. It is full of many traditions, and it's full of wonderful, wonderful sounds. What did you do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? I know some of you boys and girls may have gone to parades this whole entire weekend. I heard of many beautiful parades going on this weekend. Did you hear of many beautiful parades going on, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, yes. There's been so many wonderful ones. And you know what's even more fun than the parade? Going there and dressing up and seeing all the boys and girls dressed all in green with sparkles, with noisemakers, with balloons, wearing green faces and green paint and so many different masks. It's so much fun. They're giving all kinds of necklaces and gold ornaments and money. Oh, I love that time.
It is certainly a fun celebration.
And you know, the other thing that's really good about that, Starfish, is the fact that when you were reading the story and talking about all the different celebrations all over the world, it makes you know that there's a holiday that you are all in agreement with, and we celebrate it different. But we're having a lot of fun. We're not the only one, and it's extremely interesting to hear what other boys and girls, what they're doing in celebration of a holiday that you also celebrate. That is a lot of fun. You learn so much.
You certainly do.
And I'm wondering if the boys and girls have their green on. I certainly do.
So do I.
Green like the grass. And looking at the leprechaun. And I wonder how many also boys and girls out there have red hair. Raise your hand. Do you have red hair? Is it strawberry blonde? Raise your hand. Starfish, look at all those boys and girls that have red hair. This is a
wow.
Special day for them. You believe that? There's that many. And they didn't even dye their hair.
It is very beautiful.
And yeah, I hear people going, oh, from the tip of the morning. How did you do that? All of a sudden, everyone has an Irish dialect.
Of course. And we to continue our tradition, let's get ready to take a bath. Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mound Kid.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Listen. sing about him now.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Time for bed.
Boys and girls, do you have that favorite ducky? The Shetland ducky going up and down, up and down? Did you wash behind the ears? Is your bathtub full of bubbles? Is that one of your favorite times? Well, Starfish and I know that that's our favorite time because we love to be squeaky clean, and I'm sure some of you are.
We certainly do.
But Starfish, can you imagine that there's kids in California and it's still light outside and they're not ready to go to bed, but they're listening to us because they love to. We have so many songs and also we have wonderful stories to share with them, don't we? So that is what they love to do. But by the time we're finished with the show, they are ready to go to sleep.
They certainly are ready to take a trip to Dreamland.
And we're so glad that they always come to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. We're thrilled that that happens. And we have to do our work, and we've already started with playing the wonderful songs. You've already heard our bedtime list, and we already checked off or will be checking off having a bath. And we've already heard a wonderful story, or actually poem, not quite a story or a tale, by Starfish talking about Shamrocks and St. Patrick's Day. Boys and girls, do you have a four-leaf clover? Do you even know how to get one? Starfish, do you have a four-leaf clover?
I have a picture of one.
Oh, boys and girls, you have to go to Angel's Bedtime Stories at Gmail so that you can be able to see her picture of a four-leaf clover. Because when you find a four-leaf clover, That means you're very, very lucky. And my goodness, what could happen if you're so lucky? You can be able to get something that is just right for you and share it with everybody and let us know by next week. You also, oh, I hear the chime, Starfish, and also Jaden and Patrick and Kim. It must be that time. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Past 7:30. It's that time. Are you sleepy yet? Well, we heard the poem, and we have stories that we would like to share with you. How many parades did you go to this weekend? I know also that some of you are having your spring break at the same time, so you may be having some of your older brothers and sisters coming and visiting you from college for St. Patrick's Day and for spring break. It means getting ready, because soon we're going to be hearing from the Easter Bunny, and we'll tell you how that feels and how that is next week. But this time, it's time for our Leprechaun and St. Patrick's Day. So we would love to hear anything from you boys and girls on how you dress up wearing green. Do you have a hat? Or do you have a jacket? Or little special shorts and shoes? Just let us know. We'll be glad to share it with everyone. So, we are ready to, are we ready to be able to have stories?
Oh, we certainly are. All the boys and girls are ready. They've heard their poems, they're in the mood of St. Patrick's Day, and they're ready for their story.
Oh, well, who wants to start first? Does Starfish want to start with a story, or does Aunt Jewel want to start for a story? Boys and girls, who is going to share that story with you?
Well, tonight, I chose my story as the poem. So, let's listen to your story.
Okay. Well, my story is going to be a little bit different this time. We have a St. Patrick's Day poem, and I'm getting ready to do yours. Now, do you have that pillow all fluffed up for you? Did you take off your slippers?
I'm all comfortable in my PJs.
Okay, good. Well, I know that. Jaden is ready, and Bella and Casey, they're ready too. But now, let's have Aunt Jewel find her glasses to get ready for the story. Or, boys and girls, do you want to hear the story that we didn't finish last week? Starfish.
Oh, yes. That's also talking about courageous women, just like St. Patrick's, who was a courageous bishop. Courage is very important. You want to have courage to be able to speak up. You want to have courage to be able to believe in yourself. You want to bring courage to school, to your home, with your family. Courage is very important to have.
Yes, courage is very important. And last week we read a story about courage. And courage comes from very unlikely people. Here we had this wrestler from Japan who was so very big and strong. And he runs into a young lady, a young girl, in fact. But he feels that he's so strong that he can be able to brag just about how strong he is and going to participate, join wrestle with, being in a wrestling match, and he lets her know. But just like what happens when people brag about themselves, sometimes it doesn't come out how they think. So here we are at the Forever Mountain, where is the little girl had asked him, why don't you come with me? And he's laughing and because he's in Japan at Hardly Ever Mountain. So that's where they are. So here we go. You see, you're tired already because you had to go up to the mountain. I'll walk more slowly. Why don't you come along to my mother's house and let us make a strong man of you? Because he was huffing and puffing already. Now, the wrestling in the capital won't begin for 3 months. I know. So here, boys and girls, he had 3 months to get himself ready, and he already was feeling tired with the little girl. But she tells him, let's go to my grandmother's. Now, you've been spending all that time in bad company and wasting what little power you have. All right, 3 months, I'll come, said the wrestler. He felt he had nothing more to lose. Also, he feared that the girl might be angry if he refused. Now, you know how that would be, boys and girls, if you promise to do something and you break it. Oh, no, that's not what you want to do. Your word is your honor. So here they go, and she says, fine, she says, we're almost there. Now, she frees his hand because it was red and a little swollen. But if you break your promise and run off, just like I told you, boys and girls, I'll have to chase you and carry you back. Can you imagine this little girl going to carry back this giant, this wrestler? But let's continue with the story. Now, soon they arrived in a small valley where a simple farmhouse with a roof stood. Grandmother is at home, but she is an old lady, and she's probably sleeping. That's what the little girl said. She shaded her eyes with one hand. But Mother should be bringing our cow back from the field. There's Mother now. She waves, Mom, Mom. Now, the woman coming around the corner of the house put down the cow that she was carrying. Can you imagine, boys and girls? The mom is carrying a cow. It's got to be heavier than you. Well, let's get back to the story. Excuse me, she said. These mountain calves are full of stone. They hurt the cow's feet. And who is this nice young man, follow me? The girl explained. And we have only 3 months, she finished anxiously. Well, it's not long enough to do much, but it's not so short a time that we can't do anything. Well, let's go, said the mother, looking thoughtful. But he does look terrible evil. He'll need a lot of good things to eat. Maybe he can help grandmother with some of the easy housework. That will be fine, said the girl, and she called her grandmother loudly, for the old lady was a little deaf, which means she can't hear quite so clearly, boys and girls. Well, I'm coming, said a creaky voice from the inside of the house, and a little old woman leaned on a stick, tottering out of the door as she came towards them, and she stumbled over the roots of a great oak tree. Hey, my eyes aren't here what they used to be. That's the fourth time this month I've stumbled over that tree, she complained, and wrapping her skinny arms above the trunk, pulled it out of the ground. Can you imagine? Here was this little girl pulling. No, actually, this was her grandma. She's pulling the roots right out of the ground. Oh, grandmother, you should have let me pull it up for you, said Marumi. I hope I didn't hurt my poor old back, muttered the old lady. She pulled it out, started, throw that tree away like a good girl. Oh, so no one will fall over it. But make sure it doesn't hit anybody. You can't help Mother with the tree, Marumi said to Forever Mountain. On second thought, you better not help, just watch. Now her mother went to the tree, picked it up in her two hands, and threw it clumsily with a little gasp up went the tree sailing over the end, growing smaller and smaller till it flew and landed with a faint crash up the mountainside. Oops, oh, how clumsy, she said. I meant to throw it over the mountain. It's probably blocking the path now, and I'll have to move it tomorrow. The wrestler was listening. He had very quietly fainted. Can you imagine, boys and girls? Here's this big man that's a wrestler, and he sees the grandmother pull the roots out of the ground, and then he sees the mother toss this tree so far that it was getting smaller and smaller, and it was the wrong place to throw it. So I'm sure he hasn't seen any women like this. Oh, we must put him to bed, said Marilyn. Poor, feeble young man, said her mother. I hope we can do something for him. Here, let me carry him. He's light, said the grandmother. Can you imagine? It's this small, frail-looking grandmother, and she picks him up. She slings him over her shoulder and carries him into the house, creaking along with her cane. Now, the next day, they begin the work of making Forever Mountain over into what they thought a strong man should be. Now, they gave him the simplest food to eat, and the toughest day by day, they prepared the high rice with less water and less water until no ordinary man could have chewed it up to digest it. Now, every day, he was made to do the work of five men. Now, did I say five men, boys and girls? Did I say five men, Grandma and Grandpa? Well, it was five men, and every evening he had to wrestle them with Grandmother. Now, Morini and her mother agreed that Grandmother, being old and feeble, was the least likely to injure him accidentally. So, of course, guess who gets to be free? Grandmother. So they hoped the exercise might be good to help her with her rheumatism. I'm sure this is helping the wrestler with knowing that Grandma is so strong. Now, as he grew stronger and stronger, but was hardly aware of it, Grandmother could still throw him easily into the air and catch him again without ever changing her sweet old smile. That's Grandma. Now, he quite forgot that outside the valley, he was the greatest wrestler in Japan and was called Forever Mountain. That's what they called him. Forever Mountain. His legs had been like logs. Now they were like pillars. His big hands were hard as stone. And when he cracked his knuckles, his sound was like trees splitting on a cold night. Sometimes he did an exercise that wrestled to do it in Japan, raising 1 foot high above the ground and bringing it down with a crash. Then people in a nearby village looked up at the winter sky and said that it was very late in the year for thunder. Oh, boys and girls, what was that noise? Soon he could pull up a tree as well as Grandmother. Oh, my goodness. He could even throw one, but only a small distance. So one evening near the end of his third month, now remember, the contract or the agreement was to be 3 months, and it was almost 3 months. Now he wrestled with Grandmother and held her half a minute. She choked up, and she got up smiling with every wrinkle. I'd never believe it. Now Marty squealed with joy and threw her arms around him gently, for she was afraid of cracking his ribs. Very good, very good. What a strong man, said her mother, who had just come from the fields, carrying, as usual, the cow. Now she put the cow down and patted the cow on the wrestler's back. They agreed that he was now ready to show some real strength before the emperor. Now take the cow along with you tomorrow when you go, said the mother. Sell her and buy yourself a belt, a silken belt. Buy the fattest and heaviest one you can find, wear it when you appear before the emperor as a souvenir from one. I would think of taking your only cow. You've already done too much for me. And you'll need her to plow the fields, won't you? How can I take your only cow? Now they burst out laughing. Mama Me squealed, her mother roared, and the grandmother crackled so hard. she choked. She had to be pounded on the back. Oh, dear, said the mother, still laughing. You didn't think we use our cow for work? Why, grandmother here is stronger than five cows. The cow is our pet. Mama Me giggled. She has lovely brown eyes, but it really gets tiresome having to carry her back and forth each day so that she has enough to eat. She has to eat grass, you know, said the mother. Then you must let me give you the prize money that I win, said Forever Mountain. Oh, no, said Maria. We wouldn't think of it because we all like too much to sell you anything, and it's not proper to accept gifts of money from strangers. True, said Forever Mountain. I will now ask your mothers as your grandmother's permission to marry you. I want to be one of the family. Oh, I'll make a wedding dress, said Maureen. The mother and grandmother pretended to consider very seriously, but they agreed very quickly. Now, the next morning, Grandmother Mountain tied her hair up in the top knot that all Japanese wrestlers wear and got ready to leave. He thanked Marini and her grandmother and bowed very low to the grandmother since she was the oldest and had been a fine wrestler partner. Then he picked up the cow and trudged up the mountain. When he reached the top, he slung the cow over one shoulder and waved goodbye to Morimi. This is some training. Can you believe that this wrestler is getting a lot of training and will be just as strong as grandmother and the mother? My goodness, I think there's a lot of people that would definitely like to have that training. Now, at the first town he came to, Forever Mountain sold the cow. She brought a good price because she was unusually fat from never having worked in her life. With the money, he bought the heaviest silken belt he could find. When he reached the palace ground, many of the other wrestlers were already there. Now, they were sitting about, eating enormous bowls of rice, comparing one another's weight and telling stories. Oh, my goodness, I can imagine the stories that they were telling. They paid little attention to Forever Mountain, except to wonder why he had arrived so late this year. Now, some of them noticed that he had grown very quiet and took no part at all of their boasting. Boys and girls, you know the type that when you come back from vacation, there'll be a lot of boys and girls telling all kinds of things that happened to them that really didn't. Now, all the ladies and the gentlemen of the court were waiting in a special courtyard for the wrestling to begin. They wore many robes of top of another, heavy with embroidery and gold cloth, and sweat ran down their faces and froze in the winter afternoon. The gentlemen had long swords to wade with their gold and precious stone that they could never have used them, even if they knew how. Now, you've seen those long swords on the side. Very, very long. Probably taller than some of you. They had pulled out their real eyebrows and painted new ones above the place where the eyebrows were supposed to be. And this made them all look as though they were very surprised at something. Now, behind the screen sat the emperor by himself because he was too noble for ordinary people to look at. He was a very lonely old man with a kind of tired face. He hoped the wrestling would end quickly so they could go to his own room and write poems just like what Starfish read to you. A poem about St. Patrick's Day. Do you have your green on? Or are you sleepy? Well, the first two wrestlers chose chosen to fight were Forever Mountain. Oh, we know who that is. And a wrestler who's said to have the biggest stomach in the country. He and Forever Mountain both threw some salt into the ring. It was said that this drove evil spirits away. Now then the other wrestler, moving his stomach somewhat out of the way, raised his foot and brought it down with a fearful stamp. He glared fiercely at Forever Mountain as to say, "Now you stamp, you poor fighting man." Now Forever Mountain raised his foot and he brought it down. There was a sound like thunder. The earth shook, and the other wrestler bounced into the air and out of the ring as graceful as any soap bubble. He picked himself up, and he bowed to the emperor's screen. The earth god is angry. Possibly there is something the matter with the salt, he said. I do not think I shall wrestle this season. And he walked out, looking very suspicious, over one shoulder at Forever Mountain. You know, boys and girls and moms and dads and Nana and Poppy, that everyone was amazed and surprised. But the five other wrestlers then and there decided that they were not wrestling this season either. From then on, Forever Mountain brought his foot down lightly. As each wrestler came into the ring, he picked him up very carefully and gently and carried him out and placed him before the emperor's screen, bowing most courageously every time. Now the court ladies' eyebrows went up even higher. Remember, they were drawn up on their eyebrows. Now the gentlemen looked disturbed and a little afraid. They looked to see a fierce, strong man tugging and grunting at each other. But Forever Mountain was a little too much for them. Only the emperor was happy. With the wrestling over so quickly, he would have that much more time to write his poems. He ordered all the prize money handed over to Forever Mountain. But, he said, you had better not wrestle anymore. He stuck a finger through his screen and waggled it at every other wrestler who was sitting on the ground weeping with disappointment like a great big baby. Forever Mountain promised not to wrestle anymore. Everybody looked relieved. The wrestler sitting on the ground almost smiled. I think I shall become a farmer. Forever Mountain said, the boys and girls, what do you think would happen? What do you think he's going to do? What about his future? He doesn't want to wrestle anymore. Now, Moriné was waiting for him. When she saw him coming, she ran down the mountain, picked him up together with a heavy bag of prize money, and carried him halfway up the mountainside. She giggled and put him down. Can you imagine? Here it is. Moriné was picking up Forever Mountain instead of the other way around. But the rest of the way, she let him carry her. Now, Forever Mountain kept his promise to the emperor and never fought in public places again. His name was forgotten in the capital, but up in the mountains, sometimes the earth shakes and rumbles, and they say that is Forever Mountain and Moriné's grandmother are practicing wrestling. The end.
Wow, that's so special, Oswald.
It gives you such power that it doesn't matter whether you're small, whether you happen to be a leprechaun and marching in the St. Patrick's Day, you can still be able to make a difference. And they were just women, and the wrestler felt, oh, there's no way that they'll be able to beat me.
Exactly. And they had so much courage.
Right. And we'll give you the name of this book and the author very shortly afterwards. So, boys and girls, that was a lot of strength that she had. And it's something that I know that a lot of you would like to be able to do, too. Be able to change how people feel when they see you, because they might think that you're one way, but actually you're another.
Exactly. You certainly have to believe in yourself.
That is so important.
I think you did it. Grandpa is sleeping and snoring. And so, little Tony, we certainly did it.
And we also had a birthday, too, and that was, they called in and said it's for Auntie Denise. She had a birthday, and we were so thrilled that she had it. But
we can't really hear you. So, as we always love to do, close it off and take a trip to dreamland. Boys and girls, look outside your window. I'm looking outside mine. Do you see it? Yes, it is a star. So as we gaze upon the same bright, shining star, we're going to take Make-A-Wish and take a trip to dreamland. Let's listen to Jennifer Hudson's Lullaby. Good night, everyone. Good night, Aunt Jules. Happy
Good
birthday.
Good night, Pastor. Thank you so much, boys and girls, for joining us.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything.
Boys and girls, for listening to our story of Dream Strong Women by Claus Tam, and being with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and Starfish and Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. We'll see you next Sunday. Have a good one. Good night. I know that you're sleepy.
Boys Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, boys and girls, moms and dads, Nana and Poppy, aunts and uncles, and, of course, Starfish. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Oh, again, just to give you the name of that book, that was Three Strong Women by Claus Stam. Good night.